Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am,
here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am so blessed to welcome you all here to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, thanks to God, Apostle Zeta is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a missionary. She has been on God's battlefield, and she is an anointed teacher. So right now, get something to write with and to write on, and please prepare to receive a word from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you, Apostle Cook, and thank you all that are present on this Bible study tonight. We're going to talk about servanthood again, and before we talked about what it means to be a servant, the characteristics of a servant of God. I want to make that clear, speaking of a servant of God. And we also shared about what really is expected of us being servants of God, and that we're all called to be servants of God. Hallelujah. Not meaning that we're slaves, but servants. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, we talked about how blessed we are to even be called to serve God. It's a blessing in itself and a privilege to serve the God that we have. Hallelujah. He's a great God, a mighty God. Hallelujah. And he's in charge of all of us, all creation. So anyway, we're going to go a little bit further. I'm going to have a quick word of prayer, and we're going to go right on into the Bible study. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the privilege that I have in serving you. I thank you that I've turned my life over to you, hallelujah, many years ago. And I thank you that you have strengthened, hallelujah, that you have made me, that you have transformed me into being who I am today. I thank you for all of the changes that you made in my life, hallelujah, so that I could better serve you and those that you put in my pathway as well. So I thank you for that in Jesus' name, and I pray, Lord, that in my sharing tonight, that it will be what you would have me to share. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen, amen. All right, we're going to, let's see. One of the things in being a servant is we must be prepared and be ready at all times. So it behooves us to really know who Jesus is. And when we first come to know him in the pardoning of our sins, he changes us. So I'm going to go to a scripture right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that lets us know that when we come to Christ, we are changed. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not anymore the same. And that scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. So we're no more the same once we accept Jesus Christ in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also we need to know, and I'm going to go to the 21st verse. It says, for he has made him, hallelujah, we're talking about God the Father, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, and that is Jesus. Praise God, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we are made righteous through Jesus. We can't make ourselves right. Hallelujah. We can't save ourselves. We can't change ourselves, and we can't transform ourselves. But it took Jesus and what he did, hallelujah, on the cross for our sakes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just moved over to have a little bit more light. But we're gonna carry on. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so Jesus took on our punishment on the cross. The punishment that we deserve, he took on that punishment on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in knowing that, we should also know that what we do for Christ will last. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he did everything with us in mind. Praise God. So everything we do, we want to do it all for the right reasons. When we're serving the Lord, we want to do it for the right reasons and not to please man, or not to make someone like us, or try to make ourselves look good and all of this. But we want to put him on the forefront. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to glorify Jesus. We have been made for a purpose. Hallelujah. And part of that purpose is to glorify him because of all that he has done for us. Jesus gave up everything. Hallelujah. Even down, hallelujah, to going down to the bottom of the pit, so to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just for us. Praise God. So we definitely have his grace and mercy. Praise God. And in serving God, sometimes, we will end up going to places that we wouldn't even choose to go. But we go willingly because we want to please God and our serving him and the things that we do. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to some other scriptures now. I'm going to go to Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm sorry, we're going to go to the first chapter first. Okay, Ephesians 1. And we're going to go to the 15th verse. And this is a prayer, praise God, that Paul had for the Ephesians church back at that time. Hallelujah. He was praying for wisdom and knowledge of the church. And verse 15 says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So Paul is letting them know that he has not forgotten them, but he continues to pray for them and continues to give thanks for them. Hallelujah. So therefore he mentions them in his prayers. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. So it's important that we that we have the knowledge of Christ, that we know him, that we have a relationship with him. We can't have a relationship with him if we don't have knowledge of him. And then verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory and the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have an inheritance. And verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. We're speaking of the God the Father here, where he placed Jesus. Praise God. And verse 21, says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head, that's Jesus, over all things to the church. Hallelujah. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. Hallelujah. So in Christ Jesus, we know that we have a new life. Our life is not the same. We don't do the same things that we used to do. We don't desire to do the things that we used to do. Praise God, because we have become new in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So he gives us his wisdom, his knowledge. Hallelujah. And he reveals himself to us so that we can really know him. Praise God. And I'm going to go over to chapter 2. And it tells us in verse 8 that for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. In other words, as I said before, we could not save ourselves. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't boast, hallelujah, about our salvation except by boasting in God. We can't give ourselves any credit for it because we can't save ourselves. And then verse 10 lets us know who we really are, created in Christ Jesus to be. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, so he's letting us know that that we're under him, we're his workmanship. He created us for good works, and so therefore we should walk in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's go down to the 13th verse where it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh. The word nigh means we've been brought closer to him by the blood of Christ, hallelujah, that he shed for us. Verse 14 says, for he is our peace. He has made both one and has broken down the middle wall, a partition between us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were separated from God when we were in our sins. Hallelujah. But when we accepted Christ, praise God, hallelujah, we became righteousness. We became right because of him. Hallelujah. We were not in our own righteousness when we were doing the things that we wanted to do. Hallelujah. But he is the one that changed us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is no wall, hallelujah, between us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can come to him. Hallelujah. We can come to him in prayer. We can come to him and for any reason, not only for ourselves, but also for the sake of others. Hallelujah. And that's how we serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're also, when we come to Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. So we have that connection. We have a personal connection with God, the Father, with Jesus. We have a connection with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit speaks the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So in our serving God, he wants us also to speak the truth and to speak the truth with love and with confidence and without fear. And we can have that confidence in God, hallelujah, because we have faith in him. So we know what he's capable of. We know what he can do, praise God, because many of us know what he's already done for us. Hallelujah. So we make up our minds to whom we're going to serve. And it behooves us to serve God. Hallelujah. To follow in the footsteps of Christ. Hallelujah. To become his disciples. To allow him to teach us. Hallelujah. To allow him to use us. Praise God. For the sake of others. Amen. Hallelujah. We can trust God for what we need. Even in serving, sometimes we feel like we don't have everything. We don't know everything. But we can trust God for the things that we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need faith. We need to exercise our faith. We have faith. God has given us all a measure of faith. But we need to exercise our faith, even in our serving others. Praise God. Hallelujah. To not be afraid. Hallelujah. To speak. Hallelujah. To do for others. We should not be thinking that we don't have sufficiency, because when God calls you to do something or to serve, he will make sure that you have what you need. Hallelujah. He doesn't send us out without, but he gives us what we need. And so we learn to trust him for the things that we have need of. And God will grant us with the things that we need. I like the song. I love the song that was played earlier, I Give Myself Away, because that's what we want to do. We want to give ourselves away to God. Hallelujah. And knowing that, like the singer said, my life is in his hands, praise God. And also, we're not our own. And we need to accept that and recognize the fact that we're not our own. Hallelujah. We belong to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in belonging to him, knowing that we belong to him, we want to please him in every way. Hallelujah. In every way. And our serving him and the things that we do, hallelujah, we want to make sure that we're keeping him in mind, because he's the one, hallelujah, that has brought us all this far, praise God, and he will continue to take us even farther in him. The more we continue to go into the Word of God, read our Bibles for ourselves, be in Bible study, be in our services, Sunday services, and, you know, all the times that you can spend that time with God, even the times that we spend with him. And yesterday in our prayer meeting, someone said that it's important even to take time out to go and be in our prayer closet. Even being in our prayer closet will help us to even be a better servant to God. Praise God. Because we can go into our prayer closet where nobody else is, and only God, just him, and just communicate with him and speak to him and let him know, hallelujah, how you feel, what you desire, what you need. Hallelujah. We can just really open up to him. Not only just open up to him, but we can cry out to him. Amen. And he said that, you know, in Jeremiah 33:3, hallelujah, he told us what he would do. Hallelujah. He said, cry unto me. Hallelujah. He said he would hear us. He said he would answer us. And he would show us great and mighty things that we don't know. So when we go to God in prayer, sometimes we don't know. There are things that we don't know. We don't know everything. But when we go to God and we cry out unto him, he will even show us things that we know nothing about. Hallelujah. He will will reveal himself to us because we have taken out the time to be in his presence and to communicate with him and to hear back from him what he has to say to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't have to die for us, but he did. He did. Hallelujah. And so because he died for us, we can also die to our sins, our flesh, you know, all of that for the sake of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we want to please him. And we can please him. We can please God. And the things that we do, the things that we learn about him, what we learn in the Word of God, it tells us how to live, you know. It tells us to be, you know, like Christ, to take on his characteristics, to be like him, hallelujah, to be loving and kind and generous, praise God. He tells us all of these wonderful things in Galatians 5. I think we might have covered that the last time when we were in Bible study talking about being a servant. So we learn how by staying in the Word of God and being in Bible studies and, you know, and studying on our own, we learn more about him. We learn how he is. And so, therefore, we learn how we must act. We learn how we should carry ourselves. We learn the things that we should not do and the things that we should do, praise God. So our traits and our characteristics that we portray are important, are very important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we come to Christ, we need a heart change because our hearts are not clean. We need a change of mind because our minds are not clear. Hallelujah. We need to be not just transformed, but not just to be, we don't come to Christ just to be changed, but we need to be supernaturally transformed. And only he can do it. Only he can do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, salvation is everything. Hallelujah. Salvation is everything. I'm going to go to some more scripture here. I'm going to go to Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we know that chapter talks about the end times. And I'm not going to go into all of that tonight, but I am going to read a portion of scripture here that I feel led to read, and I'm going to go to the 24th chapter and the 14th verse, and it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come." So that's why it's so important that we're on our jobs and we're telling somebody about Jesus, that we're trying to get somebody to be saved. Because as the scripture says, that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, all over. Jesus died for all of us, every nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole world. He died for the whole world. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he wants his word. He wants the gospel to reach the world, the whole world, so that people can know, hallelujah, who he is, that they can know what he did, that he died for them, that he loves them, and that he loved them just that much, that he did die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that in John 3:16, God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The only one he had. Hallelujah. And he allowed him to perish. Hallelujah. For the sake of our sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to turn our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep our eyes on him. Keep being a follower of Christ. Hallelujah. Not turning back, but even encouraging others to know him in the pardoning of their sins. Praise God. So that they won't be lost. Because judgment day is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go. I'm going to go over to verse 37. Now, we know the story about Noah and how God spoke to Noah about building the ark. And so I'm bringing that out because we want to make sure that we also obey God, that we do what he tells us to do. Because in Noah's case, Noah obeyed God. I'm going to start with verse 37. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of God be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage, and until the day that Noah entered in, all the way up to the day that Noah entered into the ark." Okay, people were just doing what they wanted to do. And, I mean, some of it was fine to do, but, they had been told, they had been warned about the flood that was coming, and people just didn't believe God because there had not been a flood. there had not been rain. And so they didn't take him at his word. And verse 19 says, well, let me read verse 38 again. "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark." Verse 39 says, "And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of man be." So we want to make sure that we're ready. We want to make sure that we're prepared, hallelujah, not for just the day, but that we're prepared at all times, that all times we're prepared, praise God, hallelujah, because we don't know the day or the hour that Jesus is coming, hallelujah. The bridegroom is coming. That's Jesus. He's coming to get his bride, which is his church, which is us. So it behooves us to be ready. It behooves us to be good servants of him. Praise God. Knowing that we have one, hallelujah, that loves us, so much that he wants us to be with him throughout eternity. Hallelujah. So we want to live our lives in a way, praise God, that God will be pleased with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on that day, when Jesus comes, hallelujah, we will be ready. We will be ready to go with him, hallelujah, and be with him throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Not going to hell. Hallelujah. But going to heaven. Hallelujah. Being with Jesus. Not having to go through what so many will go through. Hallelujah. If they're not right, if they have not made themselves right with God, if they're not walking in his righteousness, they're not living up to his standards, hallelujah, then they can miss out. And we don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss it. It will be a glorious time, hallelujah. We will see his glory. He even said that we would be glorified. I mean, that you know, so we don't want to miss that. Hallelujah. And not only do we not want to miss it, we don't want others to miss it either. We don't want others to miss out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to be prepared. We want to be ready at all times. And we also want to be able to serve in any way that we can. Hallelujah. Everybody can't do everything. And not one person can do everything. And that's why it's so important that we have unity in the body of Christ, that we work together. And when we come together and we work together and we serve together, we can accomplish so much more, hallelujah, for Christ and his people. Praise God. Because if we love God, then we should certainly love his people. If we don't love his people, we don't love God. Hallelujah. Because it goes hand in hand. If we're sold out for Christ, then we love him and we love his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 10. And then we're going to sum it up shortly. Chapter 10. Romans 10. Okay, and we're going to go to the 9th verse. And I'm reading this because, you know, we never know who all is listening in. So we want to be able to bless whoever's on the broadcast. It tells us here that confessing, hallelujah. Now, when we are sinners, we know that we are, but we need to confess that, okay? We need to first accept the fact that we are, praise God, and that we have need of a Savior. So I'm going to read, start with verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We have to believe that. And we need to confess it. We need to speak that. And verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. And not be ashamed and not perish either. And he says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. That means every one of us. Hallelujah. That means that he's speaking to everybody, the whole world. Hallelujah. No matter what church you belong to, hallelujah, no matter whether you were a churchgoer or not, hallelujah, before you got saved, or none of that, or what you did, hallelujah, before coming to Christ. He's not holding any of that against us, praise God, because we have confessed with our mouth, and we have believed, hallelujah, that Jesus was the Son of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and that God the Father raised him from the dead. Then we are automatically saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we don't have to, try to fix ourselves up before we come before him. He says, come as you are. Come as you are. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And he lets us know in his word that it is by grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not of works. Hallelujah. If so, grace would not be. But if it be of works, he says, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Praise God. But that's not how it happens. He willingly gave us the gift. Praise God. The gift of grace. Because he had mercy on us. Hallelujah. God had mercy. In spite of the fall of man, the sins of Adam and Eve that brought sin upon the whole world, the entire world. And that's why we're all born in sin. Hallelujah. But we don't have to continue in our sins. We can be saved. The same goes for anybody else that we know. We can tell them about Jesus and encourage them to come to Christ. Hallelujah. And to allow God to make them over like he's done some of us. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to go to Titus. I just want to share something in there that I read earlier. Okay, I thought I had it here.
We use
almost
the Bible
there.
To see life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost there.
Amen. Praise him. It's
thank
all right.
You, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to keep our eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to be consistent, hallelujah, in our walk with him, to obey his voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, that will be Titus. Let's see. Titus 2, chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself as a peculiar person, zealous of good works. Hallelujah. In other words, we can do all the good works that we can and that he will lead us to do. Hallelujah. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Hallelujah. And God has given us his authority and his power. Hallelujah. That we can walk in authority and walk in his power. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we don't have to allow ourselves to let Satan use us in any way or to try to take us back. Hallelujah. To where we were when we first got saved. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna stop right there and turn it back over to Apostle Shirlene. Praise God. I could go on and on about all the good things that he has given us and how he has called us to serve, which is a privilege. Hallelujah. Thank God, you know, that we can serve and all of us can serve God, you know, no matter what, if we have a sickness or illness or anything, We all can pray, you know. So there's always something, hallelujah, that we can do in the way of service for Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you. And I hope this will help. Praise God. So you're back
amen.
In the hands of Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Well, amen. I'll put my praise on all of that. Hallelujah. Well, that was a wonderful Bible study, and we have a lot of wonderful anointed servants up in the house tonight. Hallelujah. We have Spirit Alive family in the house. We have our wonderful Mother Scott and Mother Givens from the Good Shepherd. We have Minister Tina Brown. We also have Pastor Vanessa Carver. So right now, and we have they're now come to be known as the aunts in the house tonight. And these two beautiful ladies are Mother Apostle Zeta Flower sisters. They're in the house tonight. So right now, we're just going to take any comments, any praise, any questions, because there are others in the studio tonight. If you have a comment or question or just want to put your praise on it, if you would press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But right now, I'm going to give honor and glory to God and also to the elders of this assembly. We're going to go to Mother Mattie, and we are going to allow Mother Givens to have a word, because these ladies have served the Lord for a long time, so I know that they both have something to say about it. We're going to begin with you, Mother Mattie Scott.
All right. Good evening, Bishop Cook.
Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle Zeta and Mrs. Givens, all the Spirit of Life family, Mother Mitchell, everyone that may be tuned in, Pastor Tina and all. God bless you all. Again, thank you, Pastor Cook, for giving me an opportunity to tune in and to speak as well. Giving honor to the almighty, powerful, living God, giving honor to the almighty, powerful, risen Savior, who is King Jesus. They are the head of my life. I thank them every day. I tell you, Apostle Zeta had a wonderful Bible study, as always. I really enjoy her Bible study, and what she said was so truthful. You know, I was taking notes. And it was talking about how, you know, the Bible study is talking about Jesus. Jesus is King of Kings, but he and Lord of Lords, but he come down here to help the people, to serve the people. King Jesus came to where the people were. I mean, and I think about he washed his disciples' feet. He washed their feet. He washed their feet. And I tell you, I think about that. The Lord washed their feet Our Sunday school at Good Shepherd was about Peter, about Peter, and I tell you, in like you said, Apostle Zeta, the Lord is coming back. He's coming back for His church, a church without a spot, blemish, wrinkle, stain, cat wrinkle, as my mother used to say. The Lord is coming back for His saints, and He's coming back to judge the world. And you know, I tell anybody. Ladies, I tell anybody, I'm not the best person in the world, but I will and do. I always pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive me for my sins, for anything that I did wrong, said wrong, maybe I thought wrong about somebody. I pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to help me and forgive me. And I always ask the Lord, please, Lord, wash my heart in your blood so my heart will be white as snow. So I will do things acceptable in your sight. Please, Lord, give me a clean heart. Trying to walk this Christian journey is hard because the devil is attacking you on every end, even attacking you through people that's close to you. And all I can do is say, Lord, have mercy, but I keep praying. I keep praying. We have to keep our eyes on the prize, like Apostle Zeta said. We have to keep our eyes on the prize, and that's Father God and King Jesus. We have to keep our eyes on the prize because the devil tries to keep our focus away from that. We have to stay steadfast and immovable. But Apostle Zeta, God bless you. That was a wonderful, a wonderful Bible study. And you know, and like if we confess with our mouth, you know, and ask the Lord to come into our hearts and acknowledge that the Lord did die for our sins, but ask him to come into our heart and to save us. And the Lord will. He will. He gives us free will. But when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior, the Lord will change. He will. He will change you into a new creature. The old you is gone and the new you I thank Father God for his darling, beautiful son, King Jesus, who died on the cross. He died on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood for us. He shed his blood for us. And you're right, Apostle Zeta, we should have been the one to die. We should have been the one to die because we were born in sin. And because Adam and Eve disobeyed Father God, that's why we born in sin. That's why we die, get sick, and age and everything. Because the Lord, I believe the Lord never intended for us to die and suffer. But because Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord, and Adam, Eve really did worse than Adam did, because she's the one bit the fruit. she listened to the serpent, but still they disobeyed Father God. That's why we go through what we go through. But the Lord already knew this. So he knew he was going to send his son Jesus for us. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful for King Jesus. And I'm so grateful for Father God. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And he say, whoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I know it's true. So God bless you, Apostle Zeta. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God bless you, Mrs. Gibbons, all the ladies and family and spirit alive. Thank you. And God bless you and your family. Thank you.
God bless you, Mother Scott.
Praying for you all.
We're praying for you, Mother Matthew. Mother Gibbons, would you like to have a word tonight, dear ma'am?
A good evening, Pastor Cook, and also all who's listening. Do you hear me?
Yes,
hello,
ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I hear you.
Okay, I just want to thank Pastor Flowers for the beautiful service sermon she gave today. It was just so uplifting to me and others, I'm sure. And I just want to say God has not given up on us, and we should not, you know, give up on him. And as it says in Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, as we are feeling in this world today. So to give you a future and a hope. And, you know, there should be more people listening to what's being talked about. The people that are listening on the line now, we are all Christians, and we know what God has planned for us. But there's so many out there in the world today doing dreadful things that really should tune in sometimes just to listen to what God is has in store for us. So again, I just want to thank you for the beautiful sermon. I don't get to listen every week when you're on, but Sister Menti always call me and tell me what's going on. But you know, there's some things you are doing at that time that it doesn't make it possible.
Amen.
We'll try to be more attentive in the future. So thank you so much for the beautiful sermon.
Amen, Mother Gibbons. And thank you for tuning in where you can. Just know that you remain in our prayers. We lift you and Mother Scott up. We continually, and it's always a blessing when you two are in the house, because you always bless us with your pearls of wisdom. And what I love about this network is we're multicultural, we're multigenerational. So, you know,
yeah,
we honor our elders here,
yeah,
and we give God glory for them. So it's just a blessing when you tune in. Minister Tina, beloved, you serve all the time, so I know that you have a nugget yourself.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta, for your beautiful Bible study. I look forward to your Bible study every time you do one. When I can attend,
yeah,
I make sure I run home and do so. Thank you for letting
yeah
us know to
bless
stay
you
prepared and to help prepare others that may not know Christ, to help prepare them so that they are not left behind. I appreciate
yeah
the scripture you read and reminded us about Noah's time, how those people didn't listen, and how they were left behind. A lot of folks are in that mindset, and that it's our job to try and get them to know the Lord and to know Christ so that they're not left behind. I think that that's so important for
right
us to want to help others and serve others. And what it means to serve is to also share the good news that the Lord is coming and
yes
that we are
yes
here to do
yes
so.
Yes,
and that God has us here to help him spread the good news to the ones
yeah
who don't know the Lord. And there's so many people who are out there right now suffering with so many things that may have turned their back on God, because maybe they have an illness or a sickness, maybe they're homeless, maybe they've lost faith. And maybe
mm-hmm
it's our job to bring them back to faith and let them know that any God is not punishing them. God does not do that. And that he is
no
here to see them to the next kingdom, which is the kingdom of heaven.
Huh?
And for
yes
us to be able to guide the
yes
way for them to know the Lord. So I thank you so
yes
much for that, Apostle Zeta. I love you so much. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
God bless you.
Would
God
either one
you
of the aunties like to have a word? Hallelujah. I'm not putting you on Front Street, but you are unmuted. So if you would like to have a word, you are welcome. Amen. Well, Apostle Zeta, I would like to simply thank you just for reminding everybody that, you know, the church is always about do something, do something, do something. You know, we think, and we should go out and do something. But
yeah,
the most
yeah
important thing, what you brought out tonight about serving God, is to live something. Live Christ.
Yeah.
Live righteously.
Amen.
Pray. You know what I'm saying? You're saying live something. Don't just do something. Live it. Live it. We can
amen
go out and feed the homeless. We can go to the
yeah
convalescent
right
home. But what is our heart set? What is our mindset? Are we really doing it
yeah
to glorify God? Are we really walking
right
in righteousness as we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah
so, you know, this was such a rich Bible study. It had so many wonderful pearls of wisdom, but as you were talking, you know, that's the sentence that was screaming in my resonating in my head. We've got to stop
amen
so
yes
much, you know, telling people do something, do something, do something, and we've got
mm-hmm
to show them how to live for
yeah
life.
We've
very got
true
to show
thank
them
you
how to
yes
die to, like you said,
right
die to self, die to flesh.
That's right.
Die to that sin. Lay it down.
Yeah.
And look, don't lay it down and then go pick it back up. We have
amen
a lot of Christians that lay stuff at the cross, leave it there for about 2 seconds, and pick it right back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The time to live for Christ is now. The
yes
time to serve Christ is now. And we
yes
serve him
yeah
through praying for the lost. We serve by just like what I love what you said, just being loving and kind and showing the attributes of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, letting our light so shine. So
yes
that so that our Father in heaven will be glorified.
That's
you know,
it.
We can do a lot of stuff, and it's busy stuff, and it might seem like it's serving people. It serves people in a short period, you know, in the short run, but doesn't do very much, doesn't have very much sustaining power. What you gave
mm-hmm
us tonight, Apostle Zeta, will give the people of God sustaining power. So I
mm-hmm
just want to thank you, and if you have any final comments, before we close your program. Ma'am, you're welcome to go ahead and have them. And we just want to thank everybody who spoke, who had a comment. We want to thank all of you in the chat rooms for listening. And on the internet, and all of you that listen, I'm not going to do like Bishop Lester and name all those countries that was with that listened to us. But to our friends all around the world, we love you, and we're glad that you're listening. Apostle Zeta, last word, you.
Amen. Well, mm-hmm. I just, you know, I thank God for the audience and those that, you know, the encouraging words that have come forth. And one of the things that I, you know, wanted to point out, too, was that, you know, I did talk about faith a little bit, but we must really believe what we know concerning God. And then, you know, what we know about him and the faith that he has instilled in us, we can instill that same faith in others. And let allowing people to know how important it is to hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then knowing that all of God's promises are yea and amen, that we can trust him for what he has already promised us, for what he died for. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The things that we can have, that we already have.
Yes.
But, you know, he wants us to know that we can receive them, and we can receive them by simply believing him for them. Hallelujah.
Just
and trusting
just
God.
Believe.
Trusting
just
God,
believe.
Even in our serving him. Trusting him, hallelujah, for his power. His power.
Yes.
God demonstrates his power through us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he uses us in that way. But it's his power that
it's
is being
power.
Demonstrated, not our own.
Yes.
Praise
That's
God,
right.
which is so important that we know and realize that, because some people think they can't do anything because they don't have any power. Well, we don't. Hmm. It all comes from on high. Praise
That's
God.
Right. On high.
Hallelujah.
On high.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And then in situations that we are faced with, or even in our serving others, we need to be thinking supernaturally and not thinking on our own natural influences.
Yeah.
But if we can think supernaturally, I believe that we'll get much more done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then we'll go forth expecting God to move. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In us and through us. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all I have to say. But God bless each and every one of you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless
That's
you,
wonderful.
Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah.
Thank
you have
indeed
been listening to All Nations Bible Study with the very anointed Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we just know that you received a blessing. So, Father God, we just thank you for all our ears that our ears have heard. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, that right now you pour back into your anointed vessel as she is poured out unto us, oh God. We want to thank you for the word that went forth, oh God. And we just pray, Lord, that your people will not only hear this word, but they will receive this word and apply this word to their daily lives. And then they will share what they have learned from the woman of God. And, Lord, I pray for all who are sick and all who are hurting and all who are afraid to serve, all who need service, Father God. We just come lifting them up to them, to you right now, in the name of Jesus, because we know you sit high and you look low, and there is nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, just touch those who are hurting in mind, and body, and spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Touch those,
Lord.
God, who are afraid. Help them to learn how to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God. Help them to run to you for help and to trust you, Father God, to be their source. Father, we pray for all of those who may have been listening tonight. We know, Lord God, that somebody gave their lives to you. And we want to thank you for that new soul right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that heavens are rejoicing because not only did somebody receive you tonight, somebody is going to receive you all over this world, Father God. And we are so grateful. We are grateful that you are using us, Father God, to carry your word, to carry your message, to stand together as one family, as one body in Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. Unafraid.
Hallelujah.
Not ashamed of the gospel. Just declaring that you are good. And your mercy endures forever. So, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for this Bible study. We thank you for the faithful listeners, Lord. And we just pray that you bless their households. You bless them in whatever they stand in the need of, Father God. Hallelujah. And we give you all the honor and glory and the praise in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. You have indeed been, again, been listening to All Nations Bible Study with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. It was it was a wonderful Bible study, and we just pray that you will take this word and apply this word to your daily life. We also pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network, hallelujah. It is our private prayer that you be transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here. Hallelujah. Family, all the mics are unmuted. I just want to say good night, everybody. I love you.
Good night. I love you all.
God bless you. God bless you all. Love you all. That's wonderful. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
It's God wonderful. Bless you also.
That was wonderful, Mother Zeta, Apostle Zeta. That's wonderful. God bless you. God bless you.
Encouraging
and
words.
Love you too.
It goes a long way, believe me.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Love you too.
All right.
That's wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful.
God bless you.
God bless you.
In a special way.
You too. And love you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
God